Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like
that's Tom Petty bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Charles Gosland. He's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. We got a lot more to learn from him. He's a retired CIA operative, and he's traveled the world doing the nation's business, keeping you and me safe, and he's sharing some of the things that he learned in those 27 years on the job, in his new book called Understanding Security, Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. We've been talking about, primarily, Charles, your five principles of security. You talked about being prepared earlier. You gave us some examples of all the different ways to get ready, to think about what's going on, to think about where you're going and what could be the threat assessment there, what could be going on that you'd need to pay attention to, how to make difference, maybe some specific, particular plans for where you're going. And then you've got four other principles: detection, deterrence, delay, and defense. Is that right?
That's correct. And good to be back with you, Jim. The other four principles, detection, we talked about that earlier. And that's the idea of, you know, active situational awareness. And there's some very simple guidelines in there and some things that you can do mentally to make yourself situationally aware of your surroundings when you're out and about. And that's very important. And so that is one of the principles as well. Deterrence, and you touched on that earlier. Going out and making yourself look like a target means you're going to be a target. You know, if I'm wandering through a Piccadilly Circus in London, you know, with my hands in my pocket, my iPod on, and kind of gazing around with my mouth open, there's a real good chance I'm going to lose that wallet.
Or some of the greatest pickpockets in the world. Walking around with a $3,000 digital camera taking pictures like you don't realize where you are.
Exactly. All those sorts of distractions are just what your adversaries are looking for. So deterrence is important, and to think about when you're getting to point A to point B, how do you look? What do you do? How do you comport yourself and carry yourself? What do you wear to make yourself less of a target?
I want to ask you about the wear thing. I've always tried to, whenever I could, as much as possible, I've tried to dress more like the locals. And when you go to Europe, especially, anything that's dark, the earth colors, right? Black, brown, green, the dark colors, they like those, the continental colors. That makes you look more like a local than the pastels that Americans wear, right?
Well, it does. And, you know, that's an interesting observation. I've heard this a few times. When we go on vacation, and you know what? Sometimes I catch myself doing this. We tend to take those pastels with us because we're sort of in a festive mood. We're going to relax. I'm going to put those on because I'm on vacation. But that is not necessarily. And you know, if you're going to a place like Cancun, or if you're going to a vacation spot,
right,
you're going to look like all the other tourists. So that's not such a big deal. But if you go to a European capital that's a working capital, and look like a tourist that's dressed for Cancun, you set yourself up for a target. The main thing is to be able to blend, and that's the best way I can put that.
Folks, there are so many things in this book that you need. If you're traveling, heck, I think everybody needs this thing. Just traveling around the United States, we've got homegrown terrorists here. Not to try to scare people, but we got to pay attention. And there's plenty of things in this book that will help you keep you and your family safe. Charles, I want to ask you a question. When you deposit yourself in a foreign country, let's say anywhere across Europe these days, how many people would you say, I mean, when you get off the plane at the airport, Are there people milling around out there who are looking for marks, who are looking for somebody to take advantage of? I mean, either from a standpoint of pickpocketing to all the way to maybe, are there people out there who would try to kidnap you? Are they right there waiting on somebody to catch the stupidest person?
Well, here's the thing. Whether you're going to Ouagadougou in Africa, or whether it's going to be in Paris, or whether it's in Singapore, when you get off the airplane or you come out of the hotel, those public spaces are typically where certain criminals will operate. That the important thing is to assume that those kinds of individuals or those kinds of threats are going to be there, and that you're going to be the target, and take some practical measures to ensure that you're protected yourself, and you do the prudent things to make yourself less of a target. The important thing to keep in mind.
It's very much an internal thing. Can we sort of think of it like we do locking our doors? You know, if somebody wants in your house, they can get in your house. But if the door is locked, they'll move on to a door maybe that's not locked first. Are the bad guys overseas sort of like that? If you look like you got your cornflakes together, they'll move on to somebody who doesn't. Is that fair?
Well, that's it. Yes, and sum it up. That's very much what it is. You make yourself less of a target. Yeah. And you take care of yourself when you're outside of your castle, whether it's outside of corporate.
Hey Charles, I got to stop you. Yes. Can tell us where to find the book. You got a website?
We do. The best place to find it right now is on Amazon.com.
All right.
And also the publisher is Rutledge.
Charles Gosselin, ladies and gentlemen, understanding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.